Today on the podcast, let's talk about overcoming the fear of not being where you want to be yet. Hey, welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I am your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the beautiful Washington, D.C. I am an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I am learning about and teaching about in my everyday so that we can all find just a little more balance, bliss, and confidence. I so greatly appreciate you being a part of this community, and if you do enjoy this podcast, please do rate, leave a review, subscribe, and of course, the best thing you could do, share with a friend who might enjoy this as well. I really, really appreciate it. Upcoming events, important things to know about. One, my classes are ongoing over in Ballston on Saturday mornings. These are yoga classes that I am hosting. It's pretty darn cool. We have yoga basics at 9 a.m. and then an intermediate at 10:30. Class last week was amazing and I'm excited to keep going with it. So if you're interested in coming to class, use the link bit.ly/Ballston, /yoga. Or, of course, just head to my website, behappyhealthyhuman.com, and if you click on the store, you'll see the yoga schedule there. Would love to see you in class. I also do have a yoga and Ayurveda retreat coming up in May. It's May 16th through 19th. We were doing a bunch of planning for it just yesterday, and it's going to be a wonderful time. We have 3 spots left and a lot of interest in those 3 spots, so if you think you might want to come, get on it, let me know, and sign on up. bit.ly/May Yoga Retreat, no spaces or anything. So bit.ly/May Yoga Retreat. With that being said, let's get into the podcast for today, which I haven't been doing as much of this kind of just me, hello, talking in 2019, and I really miss it. I really miss being with you, and I love sharing with my words and with talking. I don't know if it's because I do so many yoga classes, but I've really found that I love speaking information and lessons even more than I enjoy writing them. I love writing, but there's something really nice about getting to speak these words out to you. So I'm really grateful to be here with you. Last week, and you might have seen this on Instagram or through some of my stories, our yoga classes were all about beginning with the end in mind. So this is a quote that comes from Stephen Covey's very famous book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It's actually habit number 1, so it's a pretty important one. Begin with the end in mind, this idea of know where you want to go, know what your goals are, and if you know what your goals are, then now you can actually take action in support of those goals. And I think maybe we've been there, right, where we kind of don't have a clear vision of what we want, and so we either are stuck in indecision, or we're kind of just acting randomly, or, you know, we kind of wake up one day and say, wait, hold on a second, I've been kind of moving along on this path, but do I even want to be here on this path? Is that where I actually want to be? So what Stephen Covey is saying is if we begin with the end in mind, then we can actually make our actions in alignment, and that's going to be really powerful and really positive. He, of course, was not the first person to think that this was an important habit to live by. It shows up in Stoic philosophy. It shows up in Buddhist philosophy. It shows up in yoga. All of the ways that we prepare in these larger traditions, we prepare actually for death. We look at this ultimate goal, and well, maybe not ultimate goal, but ultimate end, this thing we know is going to happen. And then we say, okay, so given that I'm going to die, how do I want to live today? Same deal, right? Beginning with the end in mind. And, you know, this obviously extends beyond just death, though these traditions really talk about it from the standpoint of death. It is teaching us to look forward in order to determine our present. So when we are aware of the fact that, oh my gosh, yeah, one day I'm going to die, what am I doing here today? Well, okay, so then what would I want in 5 years or 10 years? What do I want to build? Okay, what do I do today? Okay, what do I want in a year? Okay, what do I do today? This actually is now reminding me a lot of a really amazing book by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan called The One Thing. Very cool book. It's short. It's one of those, like, it's like 75 pages, probably could have been 3 pages. That's okay. It's so worth reading. It's all about the one thing, and they call it goal setting to the now. You look to, like, you know, what do I want in the next 50 years? okay, so if I want something in 50 years, what do I have to do in 10 years? If I want something in 10 years, what do I have to do in 5? If I want to reach this at 5, what do I do in 1 year? If I want to reach this in 1 year, what do I do in 3 months? What do I do this week? What do I do this today? What do I do in this moment? So it's about kind of saying, look as far future as you can. Begin with the ultimate end in mind, and then keep moving your endpoint closer, closer, closer until you have an action right here in this moment. Super, super powerful. So that's beginning with the end in mind. And it really gives us a state of clarity, and it holds us really accountable, which is fabulous. Well, it's fabulous and scary, right? Like, you see this goal, like, yeah, I really want to achieve X. And suddenly, once we've named it, shoot, that means there's a possibility of us not getting it. Right? Like, if it's just this vague thing, like, I just want to be healthier. Okay, sure. No one's going to hold you accountable to that, right? Like, how do you know if you've achieved that? But if I say, well, I want to be able to run a marathon, now there is a bright line that says either A, I can run a marathon, or B, I can't. And that actually can be really difficult to deal with. That can feel really hard. It can feel like there's this chance now for failure, for disappointment, and it can be pretty scary. The other thing that comes up here is when we see this end goal, this future that we want, I want to be able to run a marathon. We also then look at ourselves today and say, like, yeah, but gosh, Sam, why can't you do that yet? I mean, you've been alive for 30 years. Like, why you can't, like, lace up your sneakers? Like, what's your problem, right? Or if I go out for a run, I want to run a marathon. Okay, I'm going to get about maybe 2.5 miles. I'm probably not going to get that much further because my body's not used to running. I haven't done it in a couple years. So there's also this gap that we see between where we want to be and where we are, and that can cause a lot of shame, disappointment, fear, anger, sadness. You know, we have to confront our reality, which sometimes it's a lot easier to not confront our reality. And this actually reminds me of one of my favorite quotes and ideas. It comes from Ira Glass. He's the guy that's the host of This American Life. And he talks about the creativity gap and about how when you start any creative pursuit, you're gonna suck. And it's really hard because you know you're gonna suck. Like, meaning you know that you suck because you actually know what good means. So for example, when I started teaching yoga, like, I knew what a good yoga teacher was. Like, I could see what it was that I wanted to be. And I also could see where I very much fell short of that. I mean, I still see that, where I'm not at that ideal of what I have in my brain, of what an amazing yoga teacher is, what an amazing yoga class is. I see the deficits. I see what's not possible, or not possible for me at this time, maybe is what I should say. And you know, he says, okay, like, you could either get caught in this pit of despair of seeing that you're not where you want to be, or you can use that as fuel, as motivation, as a way to say, okay, well, I'm going to keep striving. I know what good is. That's awesome. Most people don't know what good is, which is a really fascinating one. Like, for example, like, when I talked to Sean, like, after a yoga class about, you know, hey, what'd you think of the teacher and the class? You know, his vocabulary around it is so different than mine. And he thinks about it so differently than mine. Like, he's like, oh yeah, I felt good. Or like, oh yeah, that, you know, when something felt weird. But he doesn't have the same specificity to know what he liked, what he didn't, and why not. Right? So that's what makes, I guess I'd say, a differentiation between me as, like, a yoga expert in some ways, or a yoga practitioner, and him as, you know, someone that takes yoga. I can really speak to exactly why I thought a teacher was good or not that great, or I loved the class or I didn't love the class. And so it's that understanding that gives me hope that I'll be able to get to where I want to be, that I actually understand what it is that I want to see, because I can see that end. You know, I know the end goal. I can actually get myself there. So it's the same in our lives, right? So same as this creativity gap, we have this goal gap where we see where we want to be in the future, and we also know that we're not there. So I actually have an antidote to this gap, and how do we persevere through this pit of despair where we're not where we want to be? So here's how it goes. One, we set our major goal. Two, we set our milestones, just like we were talking about. Along the way, what do we need to do? 3, we set our now, our actions, our habits, what to do, what not to do, which is also very important to help us get to that goal. And then in every movement and action that we take, now it's our job to notice and see how each action is a little facsimile of the larger goal, right? Like a little, almost like a painting of the real thing, right? Like it doesn't look exactly like the mountain, but it's pretty close. Like we can see how it relates. We can see that the action is encompassing some part of our goal. We are getting there in some way. So for example, if my goal is to be the best yoga teacher ever, the fact that I'm sitting up and teaching, that's part of the goal, right? Because I could also sit at home and not teach and be like, nope, I'm not good enough to teach. I'm not there, so I can't teach. So no, I showed up and I taught. Okay, and then I say a great yoga teacher gives really great assists. Every time I give an assist, I get to say, yes, I am doing it. I am getting towards that great teacher goal. Or a great teacher is really welcoming. Okay, every time I'm welcoming, yes, I am there. I am doing it. I am getting closer to that goal. So the way that you get out of your pit of despair is to acknowledge all of the actions and habits and ways of being that you are slowly piecing together all the parts of the puzzle to be and feel and achieve that end goal that you're searching for. You might not have the whole package yet. The whole package might be a lifetime away, but you are chipping away at all of the different pieces, not letting perfection be the enemy of the good, and rather acknowledging the ways that you are getting yourself closer to the goal. That to me is such an important piece for overcoming the fear of not achieving our goals or of even setting them in the first place, right? So take a notice, like look at your relationship to your goals. Do you have a list? Do you know what you want? Do you know where you want to go? In that vein of the one thing, do you know the milestones to help you get there? Do you know the daily actions and habits you want to do and also not do? And then most importantly, as you do those actions and habits or not do those actions and habits, do you acknowledge the ways that you are helping yourself get to your goal? And I think that is one of the most important pieces, that daily acknowledgement. This is something I picked up from Brian Johnson at Optimize, that whenever he crosses things off of his to-do list, he puts a little smiley face and says, that's like me, right? Like, that's like me to take care of something on my list, to knock something off the list. And I do. Now, when I cross off anything on my to-do list, I have a little smiley face. I say, that's like me. Yes, I got something done. And it's the same thing here, but then applied to the actions and ways of being. That's like me, smiley face. I am doing a small version, some iteration on my end goal. Ultimately, it feels really cool. Ultimately, it gives you motivation to keep going. And ultimately, it gets us there just a little bit closer. So begin with the end in mind, and then mindfully acknowledge the middle. Then we get our endurance, we get our goals, and we rock this beautiful thing called life, not in accumulating crazy amounts of successes, but in accumulating the successes that are important to us, which is always the coolest part and it's always the most important thing. My friends, keep on keeping on. I would love to hear any thoughts you have on this episode, anything you liked, disliked, have comments on, stories, things that you're doing, things that you're going to start doing. I would love to hear from you. You can reach me over on Instagram. I'm at BeHappyHealthyHuman, or send me a note online, BeHappyHealthyHuman.com. I'm sending you so much light and love, and that light in me very humbly bows to the same light in each one of you. Namaste.